Samantha, Larry. Floor is yours.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Good morning, everyone, on this lovely Sunday. My name is Sam Cheng. I'm the Global Lead Scientist for Impact and Evidence at the World Wildlife Fund. I'm joined by Larry Kilroy, my colleague at Datakind. And we're really excited to share some of our reflections on developing a free, open evidence synthesis tool for the past decade or so. So what we're going to do today is just talk a little bit about where did this come from? What was the challenge this is trying to respond to? Our experience is developing it, maintaining it. Larry will run us through the technical development of this tool and then talk a bit about what's coming next. Okay. All right. So we all know the world is changing pretty fast. And at one point, a reporter in the Washington Post said, "What if the solution to all of our world's greatest challenges has already been solved? It's just hiding in a PDF that nobody is ever going to read." And they published this article because there was a report from the World Bank over 10 years ago that out of the tens of thousands of reports they publish every year about their projects, about policy analyses, only a third had ever been downloaded, which does not mean they've been read. And so if you take that alongside the fact that research output is rising exponentially, we're getting new papers published every single year, it's on track to double every 9 to 10 years. So on the one hand, right, this is really, really exciting. There's a lot of information and evidence that's out there that we can use as practitioners and policymakers to inform our work. But we need that information in a timely way, in a digestible way, so that's usable, so we can actually feed it into the decision-making processes at the right time. And this is where approaches called evidence synthesis come in. So this is a really broad set of approaches that exist out there. They help us capture, review, and synthesize existing knowledge for specific topics and questions. And so this really came from the medical field. So anytime you go to the doctor, they might make a recommendation. That's informed by medical guidelines. Those medical guidelines are updated based on published literature on a regular basis. And what's really valuable about these approaches is that they're transparent. They aim to minimize any potential bias that might be in those studies that would affect the types of insights you get out of them. And they're also reproducible, meaning that you can repeat that analysis at any time, so you can update the evidence base to keep up with all that stuff that's getting published. So at WEF, we are a science-based organization. We are trying to develop solutions to answer key conservation challenges so that we can halt the degradation of the environment, conserve biodiversity, address all those drivers that impact nature, including climate change and human development, and ensure the well-being of people. But to do that, we